Can a child be a reliable eyewitness? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ben Cotterill, lecturer in forensic psychology at Clemson University, examines this question.
Eyewitness memory has come under a lot of scrutiny in recent years. The reliability of child witnesses is especially important to understand, given the large number of children who become involved in the legal system every year. Furthermore, in cases involving child witnesses, the child's testimony is often the only available evidence. There are a number of factors that can influence the accuracy of children's testimonies. For example, the type of question matters. Open-ended questions generate more accurate and coherent responses than any other type. Questions that include an option, such as, "Was he tall?" can lead children to answer questions they don't actually know the answer to. Leading questions may have children comply with the suggestion of the interviewer, even if it's untrue. Sticking to a structured interview format, such as the NICHD interview protocol, makes investigators less likely to fall back on questions that are suggestive or pose limited options. Lineup procedures also matter. Children can be just as accurate as adults when presented with a lineup that contains the perpetrator. However, when shown a lineup that doesn't include the target, children are significantly more likely than adults to make a false identification. One method that works to reduce false identification rates is to add an additional photo consisting of a mystery card with a question mark to the lineup. In this situation, children are told to point to the mystery card if they don't see the target in the lineup. This reduces false identifications, whilst not reducing correct identifications. Unfortunately, every year in the US, thousands of criminal cases rely upon children's testimony in order to bring charges. Understanding the wide range of factors that can affect memory in these young witnesses is of the utmost importance.
That was Ben Cotterill of Clemson University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.